Hello and welcome to Mental Illness Unmasked. I'm your host, Cass. Today's episode is a continuation of last week's episode with Marcy, where we learned her definition of mental illness. Today we have Tony, who has a different perspective, per se, than I do and she does. And, you know, I think we can learn from each other in how we use this language. And if we use it to define ourselves, if we use it to just define the illness. It's a question that gets many different answers. So, you know, without further ado, here's Tony. Please enjoy the show.
How do you define mental illness?
I don't like the word mental illness. So, I look at, I don't like the word illness just because it seems like whenever we have, if someone has some type of maybe unusual mental health characteristic or behavior, and we want to call it an illness because it's a little bit different, I kind of prefer to just say that mental health is sort of like on a spectrum and everybody falls in a different part of the spectrum. And maybe sort of like, I guess, getting into diagnoses as well. Like when you get at the higher end of the spectrum where it's like really, really noticeable characteristics about a certain group of people, and they can identify symptoms, clusters of symptoms, and psychiatrists want to call that something. Like, I live with bipolar disorder, they say. So they use the word bipolar and manic and bipolar depression. And I like to just leave those terms for them. I don't need to use those terms. So, and even I have a good psychiatrist who actually doesn't use those terms either. When you talk about mania, he just says, oh, so you're feeling pretty revved up, were you, for the whole week? And I kind of like that way of looking at it. And somebody else said sort of excited. And these, I sort of like these terms because they're actually terms that are more like meaningful to people. Like they can understand them. Like I know what you mean when you say like you're excited or you're overly excited or you're really revved up. Mm-hmm. I think we can, as sort of lay people, we can identify better with those kind of terms.
Do you feel like you're being labeled when they say something like bipolar? Or mental illness?
You know, I understand how some people feel like that, but I've never really felt that way. Because I've always felt like it's my choice whether I attach that label to myself. I guess I'm kind of strong-willed that way. Like if when I first saw a psychiatrist, I asked him, okay, here's what's going on, what do you think? And he said, well, I think you have bipolar disorder with rapid cycling. But I didn't have to take that on. I could have just said, well, it's a gray zone. You don't really know for sure, so I'm not taking it on. I have symptoms like depression, and sometimes I get really, really excited, maybe overly excited. But yeah, I don't know. For me, it's just, and that's just me, but I do hear a lot of people talk about feeling like they're labeled or there's a stigma attached to it. I do feel the stigma attached to it.
Yeah, attached to mental illness or mental health?
I guess both. Good question, though. Like, I like the idea of identifying as someone with lived that someone that lives with bipolar disorder, only because it's a simpler, I'm not sure where I was going with that.
That's kind of
been off track a little bit. Oh, I know what I was going to say. When I first went to a psychiatrist, it was because it was nice to have somebody explain, this is what's been going on. And it kind of was validating, like, oh, okay. So that's why I've been acting like this and using drugs and alcohol and trying to self-medicate and all this stuff for all these years. But then when you get past that, it's like, yeah, that explains that. It's like, oh, but hold on a second. I don't know if I really want that label.
Do you think that you used it as like an excuse for your behaviors?
You know, I think that I blame myself so much for my own behavior that I couldn't do that. It's like it's almost like there's a part of me that just refuses to say, oh, well, that's because I have bipolar disorder. I used drugs and alcohol for all those years because I have bipolar disorder. I don't really think that way. I tend to blame myself. And I say, well, I used drugs and alcohol because I just, you know, wasn't a good person.
Was it that you weren't a good person, or
I don't think that now. Yeah, I actually now I think I was coping, and I think, you know, maybe even surviving. It took so long to. Yeah, I've actually never been asked these questions before, so it's kind of specifically because it's interesting for me to think about the process from the day that psychiatrist, like whatever it was, 20 years ago, said you have bipolar disorder, the mental process and the mental gymnastics that I've gone through since then is actually pretty severe, actually, and it's gone back and forth a lot.
You say mental gymnastics. What do you mean by that?
I've always felt like it's kind of like trying to convince myself that they're right, that there is this diagnosis called bipolar and I have that. And I go, okay, sometimes I'll go through a period, yeah, I have that and I'm okay with that. And then other times it's like, I don't really know if I buy that because it's still a gray zone. And because I'm kind of an intellectual kind of person, I can always argue, no, like I'll look at the symptoms in the DSM and say, no, I don't quite meet those. It's just like back and forth, back and forth.
Right.
And it's even hard in this work, like as a peer, because on the one hand, you want to be able to identify as having those clusters of symptoms with people so that you can relate to them and support them and identify with them.
I wonder if you are not questioning the diagnosis, but questioning the fact that having a diagnosis could mean that you have mental illness.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That could be. Yeah.
Where if you just had mental health challenges, you know, perhaps you wouldn't actually have bipolar. You would just have challenges, symptoms.
Actually, I think you're onto something because I've had faint thoughts of that. Like if I accept I have bipolar disorder, then I'm accepting that I have a mental illness and that's the part of it I don't like.
Right.
Or at least what's been typically referred to as a mental illness. But see, then there's that philosophical part of me that says, why do we have to call it an illness? But maybe that's me just trying to normalize my experience and not, you know, so I'm not so much different than everyone else. Because I think I've spent a long time trying to act like everybody else and sort of fit in so people couldn't maybe tell. So, you know, maybe I've been hiding it in a way.
Which isn't a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times when you think of the word mental illness, people think of institutions and all the things that they used to do back in the day. Not necessarily of people that are high functioning and you know, working and living a life with their diagnosis.
Yeah. This is interesting because I've never gone sort of this deep into thinking, what is it about that really is bothering me? But there is something about it. It's like being defective. You're defective or you're sick in not a good way either. You're sick mentally. Even that word is awful.
Do you think you're sick?
No. No. You know, it's interesting because what I tell myself, those negative messages that I'm giving myself are not negative messages, I don't think, from me. I think they're negative messages that I've picked up along the way, right? Through social media or through the media in general, just growing up, and the word bipolar disorder, like it almost has a, wow, that's a crazy person. That's a dangerous person, like explosive, unpredictable.
Right, there's a huge stigma to it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that in today's society that we change our language. And that's why I asked the question, you know, mental illness. Mm-hmm. Like, are people comfortable saying mental illness? Mm-hmm. Or would they rather use something that's a little bit less... lost it.
Yeah.
You know, like...
A little less... something that has a little less of a negative connotation like that.
Right.
Because even during this conversation, like, there's changes going on in my mind because I'm realizing things that I hadn't really thought of in a while. Like, maybe that's why I don't like the word illness. When you ask how do you define mental illness, I think there's a difference between how it's actually defined or how I feel about how I would describe it, but maybe it's how I would prefer to describe it.
Right.
Yeah, I would prefer to describe it as just mental health on a spectrum, and I happen to be wherever I am on the spectrum with certain characteristics that not everybody's going to have, but you have your own as well that maybe I don't have.
Does mental health then, because that's what you're calling it, does it change daily?
Yes. And maybe more for some than others. Because I go through pretty distinct mood changes on a constant basis, daily, hourly, weekly, and they're pretty distinct mood changes. You know, and even as I'm admitting that to you now, there's a bit of like a feeling of kind of almost like a little bit of shame or, yeah, because I've never, yeah.
Where do you think the shame comes from?
I guess I feel like I've had to hide it. Like, and now that you're asking me, and I want to be genuine and actually answer the question because I'm comfortable talking to you about it. Being sort of more honest about it is different. It's unusual, a little bit uncomfortable because it's normally something that I would have kept to myself.
Right. So you've talked about how you experience mood changes. For myself, I have been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. And so my mood changes are very rapid. They cycle over and over again. I could be fine 1 minute, and the next minute I could be completely depressed or sad or down. Would you say that yours are longer lasting?
I can relate to that. Like I experience that as well, but sometimes they are a little bit longer lasting. Like they can last weeks, sometimes even now that I think about it, maybe even months sometimes. It's just the last year or two I've been cycling through moods. And see, that's why it's kind of confusing, isn't it? Because borderline personality disorder and bipolar disorder in those respects are very similar.
Yep.
And I've even heard people that, you know, identify as living with bipolar BPD say that they have something like hypomania as well, and they even call it that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, there's that too. Like, are they these clusters of symptoms? There's just no way. There's no test.
Right. I think that it comes down to like the rapid cycling and stuff like that, because I know for a while when I was being diagnosed, they were thinking about bipolar, but I didn't have the highs or the manic for very long. So that's when I got diagnosed with borderline. They're often put together, and unfortunately they often both hold a really high stigma to it, right? Diagnosed with borderline because of this go back and forth of whether or not I'm comfortable with the fact that I have a mental illness. And I think a lot of it has to do with the stigma and the fear I have of judgment. I like to say that I have a mental illness because then I'm advocating for people that maybe aren't able to speak up. I took a long time to find my voice, and when I did find it, I thought that that is what I had to do. This is what I need to do. I need to tell people my story because then maybe they'll feel, you know, like they can relate to me. And then they may speak up and ask for help, right? So I don't like telling people I have borderline because of the stigma that's with it. So I often say, oh, I have borderline, but I also have depression, anxiety, and eating disorder. I try to like put them all together so it doesn't seem like it's this big, nasty stigma, right? Do you have trouble with saying you're bipolar?
I think I'm just going to say I just ditto to what you just said because I go through the same stuff. Like it's been useful sometimes to say, well, you know, I live with bipolar disorder when I'm talking to, like, participants. And then, like, lots of times people have said, oh, I do too. And then it turns into a discussion about basically just symptoms. And, well, how do you manage this one? And, wow, this one's a bit of a struggle. And that part of it is nice when you connect with someone else who can relate to some of the symptoms, some of your experience. But I can relate to going back and forth as well. Like sometimes I want to accept that it's an illness because then it's almost like it explains things, but then I don't want to because I don't like the word illness. I don't want to be different than everyone else.
But is being different wrong, or would you rather say maybe you're unique? We are all our own individuals, right? We're all our own unique individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So is there something wrong with being different?
I feel like this conversation is just bringing up stuff inside of me that I'm not used to thinking about, but I think I don't like the idea of people seeing me as different. So I think I've always tried to hide it. When I say it, I'm acknowledging there's something there to hide. It's uncomfortable. This whole thing is uncomfortable. Even you and I talking, even though we can identify with mental health issues, it's an uncomfortable topic, even just between us. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It is, and I think that's why we need to talk about it more. Mm-hmm. So it becomes easier, more acceptable.
I think I like the idea of saying, admitting it or saying it out loud in front of people where it might be useful for them to hear that. I like that, because that to me, there's value in that. But then there's the personal side that doesn't really want to acknowledge that it's an illness.
So don't. You know, nobody's saying that we have to call it mental illness. Mm-hmm. Mental illness to you is the spectrum of mental health.
See, but I can get complicated about this, because I can say, well, there's two ways I could... There's my feeling, how I feel about it. So is it how I feel about the idea of illness, or is it what I think about the idea of illness?
Is there two different definitions for that?
I think so, because an illness is a certain thing. But so am I saying that I don't want to call it an illness because I don't like the feeling associated with that? Or am I saying it because intellectually I really don't believe that it's an illness? And I'm, now that we're talking about it, I'm having a feeling that it's based on I don't want to call it an illness because of how that makes me feel when I say it.
And how does it make you feel?
Just uneasy, like uncomfortable. It's almost like, I mean, I'm going to use the word coming out because it kind of feels like that. It's like coming out and saying, okay, I have this. I have this illness. And I'm gonna just be open about it.
Right. And what physical sensations are you experiencing right now?
That's a good question, because it is my stomach, right to my stomach. I felt kind of not nauseous, but a little bit of like anxiety in my stomach, sort of. I don't know how else to explain it. Yeah. Hmm.
So. When I first saw you today, you came in and you said, don't have to talk about this, just let me know. You said that today you're having a depressing day. Do you want to talk about that? Why is it depressing? What happened when you woke up? And
it's complicated. But so I've been experiencing some pretty high moods. So... And sometimes I can be a bit risky when I'm in that kind of state. So I was a little tiny bit concerned about that. So I mentioned it to my psychiatrist. And also that my moods have been really fluctuating, like rapid cycling or whatever they call it. So we decided to decrease the antidepressant a little bit. And he said, well, that might help with the cycling. But what I think is happening is I'm coming down a little bit to more towards the depression. So I'm not sure this is going to work. Mm-hmm. And it's frustrating because, I mean, we work together on the medication stuff, but it's just frustrating because it's like, you try this, okay, let's do this little decrease, see what happens. Sure enough, a couple of days later, okay, well, I'm depressed now. And it's frustrating because, I mean, 5 days ago, I'd be, you know, I was in a great, fantastic mood, excited and making jokes and everything else, but I can feel the difference. It's just my whole body, you know, sort of shuts down almost, and I'm sluggish and...
And what do you do on days like that to help yourself?
It depends what I'm doing. If I'm off work and I get like this, I do a lot of, like, I rest. If that's what I need, I rest. If I can get up the energy to go to the gym and go to the steam sauna or something like that, I do that. But sometimes when it's work, sometimes I find there's not a whole lot I can do except just hang in there and sit with it and sort of barrel through the day. That's the part where, like, I feel like people that go through that kind of stuff are like warriors, because sometimes it's just, you know, fight your way through the day. But because we do what we do, it's kind of neat because you can actually say that to somebody that you work with.
Being so vulnerable and coming in on a day where he didn't feel his greatest, he was able to participate in a great way. I learned a lot from him, and I hope that you guys did too. Mental illness is a taboo topic, and, you know, we're going to all think differently because we are all different. I just wanted to add
that, you know, we care about you, we're here for you, but if you need somebody to talk to and you are in crisis, please call the HERE 24/7 number. It is 1-844-437-3247. So when you are in crisis and you need someone to talk, maybe reach out if you need to. It's all about telling your story and getting help. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next week.